Welcome to ATS Radio, the latest buzz on all things sports. This is your host, Katie Macknell, with special guest Zach Macknell, who is here to tell us about his side of gender inequality in sports. From experience of being a female athlete over the past decade, I have been extremely frustrated with the gender inequality seen through various sports today. There are many examples of inequality within athletics, from recognition to pay. However, one particular example that hits home for me is the disparity between male and female NCAA athletics. The two differences I found most protruding were the huge amount of scholarship money given to male athletes and the opportunities provided for successful male athletes professionally. For the same programs, $179 million is provided to the male teams more than females. That is ridiculous and very unfair. Not to mention, after male athletes enjoy a virtually free 4 years, they have amazing opportunities to make millions in pro sports. On the other hand, females make fractions of that with zero fame and recognition for their similar abilities. Okay, now that I got my opinion out there, here's special guest and male athlete Zach Macknell to tell us his opinion on the issue. Hi, Zach.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being on the show.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
As a male athlete, we would love to hear your opinion on the issue of gender inequality in sports today.
For sure. I see a lot of discrepancy in two gender sports every day. Earlier this year, I was playing men's junior hockey in Markham, and I realized a professional female hockey team had to share the rink with them. I thought it was insane how a men's pro team like the Leafs gets a huge rink for themselves, and a pro female team in Markham splits a little rink with the junior team. The worst part is they're playing the same sport. The stigmatism of female sports is really frustrating. And until we start funding them and treating them as equals, we won't see a change in their pay or recognition.
I 100% agree with you, Zach. The fact that a pro hockey team doesn't have their own rink seems ridiculous and unfair. Could you elaborate on this stigma surrounding female sports and how it affects gender inequality?
Yeah, for sure. Too many people still don't believe females are great athletes. You hear them say they're not as strong or as skilled as males, when in fact they are. Females are just as dedicated and talented and should be treated accordingly. If people simply watched a pro female game, they would lose that stigma and possibly become a fan of the sport.
Well said. I'm glad you think so, and hopefully some of those listening will take the time to watch a game or two and realize the talent found within female sports. I appreciate you being here and expressing your opinion on gender inequality in sports.
No worries. Glad I got the call. Thank you.
Up next, I'm going to share some personal examples of my experience of gender inequality in sports just after a short break.
Are we weirdos? Can we be obsessive, fanatical, extreme? Okay, maybe just a little. But maybe you have to be crazy. You want to spend every day beaten and muddy and sore. And for what? Why do we do it? But we're not out here flipping tires to be better tire flippers. We're doing it to be better, period. Better leaders. Better parents. Better, stronger, more determined humans. Capable of anything. To honor our bodies and sharpen our minds. To be more human.
That was an ad from Reebok, a sports company that promotes sports for both female and male athletes and pushes every person to be the best athlete they can be. So, as a female athlete, I have encountered many situations in which I have felt inequality within my athletics. The most obvious example is, in my 4 years of playing high school sports, there has been so many fundraising bio games, and every single one of those events were male teams. Even our own schooling system is male sports driven and advertised. You never see female sports being advertised around the school, and we don't get very many fans because there are no buyout games for the females. My life is very sports orientated. I would not be who I am today without athletics. In the coming year, I will be attending university in the United States on a softball scholarship. I am very excited to continue in post-secondary to play the highest level of my favorite sport. Since I was young, it has always been my dream to play Division I softball and continue into the NPF, the National Professionals Fast Pitch League. Once again, looking at the difference in pay, men's professional baseball players are paid in millions, whereas females don't even make enough to live without another job. They work a day job outside of the professional league, and I do not play the sport for money, but in the future it would be nice to see an increase in women's athletic salaries, so women can get paid to do what they love and be able to live off of the salary, just like men. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but be sure to leave messages on your opinion in the comments. Let me know any experiences you've had with gender inequality in sports or any stories you'd like to share. Thanks for listening, and make sure to come back next week for the latest buzz on all things sports. Have a great day, folks.